Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out, and I, my friends, happen to be some guy.
I am the Bugman. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
And here we are in the local Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
We've been walking around, sampling some books, trying to figure out what we're going to buy on Amazon later. And, yeah.
I've never bought anything from this store.
Mm-mm. No, this is a public library that costs a little too much.
Exactly.
So you just buy things on them internets and have it delivered to your door, yep. And you're good to go. But we like coming in the Barnes & Noble because, there's always something interesting to talk about, when you're leaving the Barnes & Noble. And today is no different.
Today is no different.
Mm-hmm.
Here we were just thinking, let's not do a show today. We weren't really, didn't have anything on our minds.
Yep.
We're just kind of relaxing,
mm-hmm.
like you said, taking in the sounds and the smells and the sights of our local Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. And you folks know what we're talking about. I mean, you go into a Barnes & Noble and you can smell the books, and that's about it. But you know, that smell, except my dear friends.
Yes.
When you're walking through the board game area.
Right.
And you just start to smell something foul.
And very foul.
Let me just verify for you folks. This is a true story.
Yeah.
This just happened. Like it's actually
just
happened. Okay.
We are currently have it in our noses.
Yes.
Right now.
The question here is, why did she want us to know that she farted?
Ugh. We would have never known.
We never
would have known.
At least, I mean, we would have known that somebody did, but we wouldn't have known it was her.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Honestly, if 5 or 6 steps from now, mm-hmm. I would have never even thought about
right.
it.
Right. And as soon as we smelled it, you just keep, you just, you know.
You just move on.
Ooh, that's terrible. Oh. And then you just keep walking, like, hey, you guys, watch out. You kind of let your friends know, but you don't know who the culprit is.
Right.
You know, this time, there is no doubt.
There's no doubt.
Let me lay out the story for you guys.
Yes, please.
We know that she farted. And we know that she was trying to hide it. But everything that she did was almost as if she wanted to announce to the world in every way, except for actually coming out and saying it and then making a sign with an expo marker and just walking around with it. We're walking around in the Barnes & Noble, minding our own business. We're thinking, you know, hey, we're a couple of dudes. We like board games.
Sure.
Let's go look at the tabletop section, just see what they've got. Now, our local Barnes & Noble has been cutting back on some of the things that they've got, and we like to go to our local brick and mortar anyway, but you know, just seeing what we might pick up maybe on Amazon later. So walking around in there, and all of a sudden you just start to smell something foul. And here's this poor woman out in front of, well, I say poor, she may be the enemy.
She was asking for it,
I think. She's walking around and she's, I guess, trying to hide the smell and trying to hide the fact that she has just farted in the middle of the Barnes & Noble. But here's what she does to hide it. She takes out a little bit of spray, like a little, some kind of fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to spray herself with it, but in the process of doing so, she not only gets close to her rear, she's like shoving the spray up to her backside. And as she does it, she's doing it so forcefully that it's almost as if there's some invisible person behind her that is shoving her from the back because she's like lifting herself up off the ground and shoving herself and walking this way away from us whilst spraying to the point where it almost looks like she's no longer spraying, like she's sort of going around in a circle with the spray, and it looks like she's scratching.
Right.
And so the question is, did she want us to know?
Right.
Or would she rather us know that she scratches her bum in public?
Right. What's worse?
It was one of the most bizarre experiences I've ever seen in a Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Did she really want us to know? I mean, is she... What's she trying to cover up?
It's like one of those birds, like a peacock.
Yeah.
You know, like the tail's down. You wouldn't know that it had this magnificent magnificent display
mm-hmm.
until they raise these feathers up. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, whoa, something's yeah. happening there. This lady is just advertising
yeah.
that all of this is going down.
Yeah. But, you know, but trying to... It was very confusing, and maybe that was the goal. So you just wanted to confuse right. a bunch of nerds. But, I mean, I'm thinking if you'd just walked away, we would have never yeah. known. That's the normal thing. That's the normal thing. It's called right. crop dusting for a reason. You fly right. in, you get low, you go you for
get
it.
Get out of there.
You know, you do what you need to do, and then you fly off never to return. You've already covered no. that area. Get yeah. out of there. Don't, I mean, I honestly, I think that the, let's say that she's trying to be earnest about this. Like, she's yeah. actually okay. trying to cover it up.
Sure.
I personally believe the after gas spray to be a yep. complete scam.
Yeah.
Like, there has mm-hmm. to be a multi-level marketing group behind this somewhere, because it's right. a scam. It's an absolute right. scam. I mean, you've got this woman, this poor woman who's convinced that this is the product that's really going to cover things up. And when she's in public, she no longer has to be embarrassed. She can just spray and go about her business. But as she's mm-hmm. spraying, she's bringing all attention to the act. Just
yep.
keep walking.
It's like an alarm bell is yeah. going off. Everyone is looking at you doing that. It's kind of like if you're getting ready in the morning and you forget to put on underarm deodorant.
Sure.
Well, I get that it kind of sucks that you don't have deodorant on,
mm-hmm.
but if you're stinky from BO, it's too late.
Yep.
Putting on deodorant will only make it worse.
Right.
Only make it worse.
Yeah, people will see. They'll know, and they'll think, yeah. oh, you left the house without yeah. putting on deodorant? Here's what I yep. suggest. Let's say you're in that situation, okay? We gave a solution for, you know, how to fart and get away, I guess. So why yep. not a solution for the no deodorant? Look, you forget your deodorant. What does BO smell like? Well, in my opinion, BO smells like burnt ketchup. That's yeah? the best okay. I can think of, burnt ketchup. So
okay,
tell you what,
yeah.
you go down to your local Wendy's, you order you a nice big old burger, and then
gotcha.
On your way into the office, you're eating it, just raise it just above your armpit and just drop the, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a little bit of ketchup there, or
yep.
like your, let's say you're, you take the burger out of the little bag, out of the sack, and you're like, oh, I've got to get my keys. Just stuff yep. that sucker right up here, right up yep. under your armpit, and then, you know, give it a good tight squeeze while you're getting your keys out, and go a little tighter than you mm-hmm. normally would. And then people are thinking, that's the reason he smells like BO. He
yeah.
squished a burger under his armpit. It's not
we
like
all
a...
We just need an alibi.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
So give yourself one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The lady with the farts in Barnes & Noble, throw your arms out wide, pretend you're a crop duster, and just move right through there. No one will
just
think a thing.
Just move on.
You know, hamburgers
Man.
For deodorant people, and we're set.
Yep. I'll tell you what I used to do.
Yeah.
Whenever this happened to me, I used to kind of fake cough, like, and then walk away, like, oh, whatever this smell is, I don't know what it is,
oh,
but mm-hmm. I'm getting choked up, I need to move on. Well, no one would even pay attention to me. If I wasn't coughing, why
right.
are you coughing?
Yeah.
Just get out of there.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Just, yep, do what you need to do. Do what
just
you need
do
to do,
Just do what
man.
You need to do.
Yeah.
You know, another thing is, and I don't know how much girls do this, but guys are the worst about having their zippers down, their flies open.
Happens all the time.
Happens all
you
the
just,
time.
You just forget, you know?
It's not your fault.
No,
it
it's
just
okay.
happens.
It's the human
it's okay.
experience. It's the human experience.
And let me give you some advice. Old Bugman wants to give you some advice here.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says,
old Grandpappy Bugman,
sir, XYZ, Grandpappy Bugman says,
yep.
XYZ, check that thing.
Yep.
And you say, oh, my goodness, look
mm-hmm.
what has happened here.
Yep.
And you're making a scene, no one would have known.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, I was the only one that noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
So just fix it.
Just
yep. fix it. And move on.
Fix it and go. Yeah. You don't have to, like, try and cover with your hands
no.
or anything or make a big scene
no.
or rush out of there. Just, you know.
No.
Go on and cover it up. Go on and cover it up.
Turn around.
Or, you know, as it. I used to advocate, I've changed my mind a little bit, but I used to advocate for shoes without shoestrings. Look,
yeah,
just elastic waistbands are a thing. If zippers down are a problem for you, like if it happens all the time,
just
then
cut it out.
You know, go that route. Get you some, tell you what, here's better. If you have a real problem with your zippers always being down, or you forget to pull them up, everybody highly respects a man in scrubs. Just put on scrubs and go to work. No zipper.
That's a really good idea.
Everybody thinks you're a nurse or you're in the medical field of some kind, or at the very least, you know, you're here to help. And now there's no more zipper problem. You can wear scrubs to any job site, and no one's going to make fun of you. They're going to say, you know what? I bet he took care of his zipper problem, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Then no one judges you whatsoever.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about it then.
Right.
One that I don't really have a solution for, I've not really figured this one out, is the whole nose situation.
The nose situation.
You feel boogers and things up in there.
Yep.
There has to be a solution for that. I don't really know what it is. I mean, some people pick, some people get a Kleenex and blow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, there's not really a discreet way to do it. You just got to deal with it, and, you know.
Well, I'm one that I firmly believe in what I would call, and it's not, it, you know, he's an actor, and it's just a character name, but I would call the Ron Swanson nose cannon, siege cannon method. Okay. Yep. You just line it up, aim, you know, knock, just put your little other finger on one nostril and press down, close that sucker up, and then just give it a good heave ho, and there you are. You got a big old blast. And you know what kind of air pressure that takes to really clean the thing out? Everybody's impressed. Like everybody, you know, folks are just looking at you like, how did he take, I mean, his lungs are huge, you know?
Yeah.
Just fired one off.
You've put the ball in your own court now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now let's take something that should be embarrassing and turn it into a talent that you might have.
And think about it. What's the first thing you do after you pick your nose? You flick it.
You got to do something with it.
You're trying to get it away from you. How? Yep. I mean, you can get it so much further away. If you'll just rocket that sucker out of there, woo! I mean, it's just going forever. And then It's this one's less about hiding it, I guess. This solution's less about hiding it. It's more just about owning it. You know, some things are better to just say, "Yeah, this is who I am. This is who I am.
I did this. I'm responsible for this, and I'm proud of it."
I blow my nose like a siege cannon, dude. You know.
So I guess if she's this older lady is out there listening to us later on, or maybe even listening to us now.
Yep.
Your options are run away. Like, don't try to make a scene. Just walk away from it.
Yeah.
Own it and be proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or make it, you know, just make it your own.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be ashamed.
Yeah. Just be you, you know.
Just be you.
Be you. I will be prouder. We need to go find her. Where is she? You see
We
her?
Need to find her.
Well, we
I'm,
need to...
I'm going to find her.
Okay. We need to go find this woman. Okay, so we're going to go find her and explain to her that, you know, good set of scrubs and some snot rockets and a big old sign with a, you know, maybe a toot toot horn where she can announce to everybody that she's the one that's farted. These things will go a long way in her life, and they'll go a long way in yours too. So we're going to take a little break, but we've got a message for you from some friends of ours. If I can get those words out, hopefully I can speak more clearly to this woman, because she needs solutions in her life. But let's go look for her. You guys enjoy this message from our friends.
Are you ready? Are your loved ones ready? Have you done everything you can to prep them for the journey? Do you see it when you dream? Do the shadows taunt you from crevices beyond your reach? It won't be long now. We've been calling for so long. There will be some that fight it, but it won't matter. All will be consumed. It will end in the same way it always has. All efforts made against us will only delay what is unstoppable. Are you ready?
Okay, everyone. We want, first of all, to let you all know we did find the lady, and she did not speak English, unfortunately. So, sorry about that. We want to thank our sponsor this week again, Disney! Toy Story 4 is in theaters this June, everyone. So, thank you again, Disney Animation Studios.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Incredibly Dutch, that woman.
Just incredibly Dutch.
Unimaginably Dutch. And possibly that's the cultural difference. Maybe there's some sort of ritual that the Dutch do that we weren't understanding, but just Dutch beyond belief. Like, just more than you'd think, you know?
Like, what level of Dutch she was, I cannot even comprehend.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, we've got questions. We have questions from you people. Yes, I said it, you people. And we're thankful for them. We appreciate you guys. Most of our questions came from Twitter. Actually, all of our questions come from Twitter this week. Number one, we've got a question from Mr. Grouchy Surge. He wants to know what our hot take is on wrestling. He says, is it okay as a 42-year-old to watch, or where did my life go wrong? Well, in my opinion, Mr. Grouchy Surge, I am not ready to endorse your watching of wrestling because I have no context for what kind of wrestling you're watching. Are we talking WWE? Are we talking some classic WWF? Are we talking about, you know, some NWO versus WCW? Are we talking about you know, Hulk Hogan bash at the beach betraying his team and going with Kevin Nash and the New World Order and all that stuff? Like, what are we talking about? That
the OG?
Are we talking about that, or are we talking about, you know, like chicken wrestling? We talking, you know, monkeys versus cats? Like, or you know, what's involved here? Because I have a list of standards that I'm just not willing to cover.
Yeah, personally, I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in a lot of violence. If you see wrestling Surge, call the authorities. Call the cops.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, watching a woman try and protect herself from you know, ridicule over a fart, that's one thing.
Yeah,
but
right.
Talking about, you're watching two people wrestling?
Yes.
Like, are you at the
mall?
What
are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
You're a responsible citizen.
Yeah.
You have to either, you know, call the cops or intervene and try to create peace in the situation.
I mean, the thing is, it's not that your life went wrong. It's that their life is currently going wrong, and, you know,
They need help.
Somebody's got to call them out. Somebody's got to sit them down and, you know, take these two people out for ice cream or froyo or something and give them a life lesson. This is a teachable moment is what we're saying.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Up next, we got Mr. Johnny Casino. Says, why is it impossible for me to find a Disney princess to take a selfie with while at Disneyland? Well, I'll tell you, it's because they keep pictures up in the dressing room of all the men who lurch around Disneyland looking for a princess.
Looking to take a selfie with a princess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Johnny, I mean, the real question is here, I mean, let's examine this. Are your kids with you?
Yes, right.
Because if you're a grown man running around looking for just a princess to take a picture with, I mean, if your kids are with you, that's one thing. You can, I mean, you can at least hide it, hide the creep, and just say, "Hey, you know, my daughter would really like a picture with you," and then just kind of slide into the picture. But you know, if it's just you, I mean, you know,
Well, I honestly am questioning whether Johnny is even at Disneyland.
Oh.
I mean, maybe you just aren't where you think you are, Johnny.
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Yeah.
You just sometimes you have to ask yourself that.
Johnny, look up at the ceiling for me. Let me know if you see signs for Walmart or Target.
Yeah.
Wrong
Take
aisle.
Take a breath.
You're on the wrong aisle.
Take a breath. Count to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reevaluate where you are. I got to tell you, we've been throwing some sick burns at Johnny Casino
these past
few weeks.
Johnny, you're my good friend, and I appreciate you, but doggone it, man, these questions.
Get it together, bro.
I don't know what to say.
Last question, Trash Turkey from Twitter again. Which do you prefer, beach or mountain vacation? Great question.
Neither, baby. I'm going to outer space.
I'm going out of space, baby.
I'm getting out of here, dude.
Man, I don't, you know, personally, I prefer the mountain because mm-hmm. the beach is comprised of parrot fish duty.
Yep.
Okay? I don't know why people don't talk about this more.
Mm-hmm.
White sand beaches are nothing but fish stuff.
Well, you know, mountains are just the tectonic plates of the earth crashing together, and you know what the tectonic plates are made of? Dinosaur and dinosaur
poo. That's it.
Okay?
That's it.
That's all that is coming up out of the ground there. It's all terrible. So that's why I'm saying.
It's all terrible.
Get me off this planet. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
No.
Elon Musk, I hear, has rockets going to Mars in the next couple decades, so I'm saying outer space vacation for me and all mine. The beach and the mountains are for the birds, dude. For the birds.
Let us be cleansed by the vacuum of space.
Mm-hmm. I want to be an intergalactic problem solver, you know?
Yes.
Take me to Mars, fly me around the sun. I can do this podcast at the same time. That's my vacation, dude.
It's finally time to taste some space chicken eggs and hear the sound of what they make as they produce the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
It's time.
I'm all for that. I'm not sure I know exactly what it all is, but count me in, man.
Exactly.
Load my pockets up. I'll take all of them I can get.
All of them.
So, hey, listen, folks. I think we got your stuff figured out.
I think
we even got that lady figured out. She didn't speak a word of English, but we got her figured out. And
God bless her.
The truth of it is, you've come here to hear us do exactly our job, to help you with your life's problems and problems you haven't even, ventured into just yet. And I think we've accomplished our goal with flying colors. If we've done your figuring for you this time or any time, consider supporting us on Patreon. There's a link to our Patreon in the show notes and on our website. You can find us at somebugman.com. You can find the show at somebugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at bugman_Bradley. And this, now that the show is over, this leads us very to another place of nostalgia.
Mm.
We've been doing this for nearly 70 episodes, and that is so hard for me to believe.
77?
I think we're around a lot.
I think we're not quite to 70 yet.
That's what I mean. We're almost to 70.
Oh.
Not quite to 70. Pardon me.
Oh.
And there have been people with us through almost this entire journey, and there have been a couple of guys that have been just following us and just really interactive with our stuff that mm-hmm. we put online, and they have a podcast that's great, and they sent us a commercial for it, just a silly thing that's funny. Please take the time to listen to this and maybe even listen to their podcast and subscribe and just let's all share the love, shall we?
Yeah.
Share the love.
And also we'll add that, you know, many of our listeners are podcasters, and we'll say you guys want to throw around some jokes with us sometime, just let us know.
Yeah.
Because
let us know.
The door's wide open. We appreciate you guys. So yeah. Thanks.
Well, and you know what? I just thought, I don't think we even told anybody. The last episode that we had was, we had some help from Johnny Casino.
Yes, we did.
Himself. He recorded the commercial, helped me with the commercial there. And I think that I forgot to even tell anyone. Mm-hmm. So I'm making it public now. Let it be known. Thank you, Johnny, for your efforts.
Yeah, that's Johnny Casino. I believe it's at Johnny Casino on Twitter or something close to that. And then he does podcasts with the Forget Being Cool Network over there with him and Dave. And I think Tell You Dave or something like that on Twitter. Those guys are great. So, yeah, thank you guys for helping us out last week. That was fun.
So, yep, that's all I got. Thanks for the old Dutch lady. Mm. You made us laugh this week.
Golly, there she goes.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one sitting around in his underwear eating cheesy puffs and not wiping his hands off before picking up his Switch and browsing the eShop. Ooh, got your attention now, don't I? Why are you browsing when you could be playing? Oh, you got the backlog blues and can't decide what to play. Well, you're in luck, Jack, because the Backlog Busters now have an app for that. Just click on the turkey face to launch the app and hit the I Need Help button, and the Backlog Busters will help you decide what to play. Getting those games into your app is simple as well. Just give the app access to your camera for taking pictures, access to the internet for looking up game info, and access to your bank account so we can verify your identity. And everything will be easy as pie. Turn your camera on, point your phone at your gaming shelves, and the Backlog Busters app will read all of your games and import them into your library. From there, the app will sort them into the highest rated to the lowest rated, as determined by Grouchy Surge, Trash Turkey, and Skinny Matt K. He paid us to put his name here. Do you want a random game from any system? Hit the random button. Do you want a PlayStation game? Ask the PlayStation Experience podcast, and Seth will tell you about some indie racing game that no one has heard of, but he's put 42 hours into this week and doesn't seem to be holding his interest, but he's going to go back to Apex. He waited till the end of this message to tell you that because he cares about your time. How about the Xbox? Hit the Chris White. Just kidding. Hit the Luke Lore button and he will tell you what you should get off Game Pass and never buy a game again. How about PC? Yeah, that ain't happening. The Backlog Busters are here to help you better at managing your backlog. After you beat a game, there's even a button to record your gaming prowess and take that game off your backlog. You will then be prompted to record your thoughts in 5 to 8 minutes after a small withdrawal from your bank account for shipping and handling. The audio will automatically send itself to the Backlog Busters for their next Adopt a Backlogger segment. Yes, the Backlog Busters video gaming app is really the best thing to never happen to the backlog.